tomorrow will be 420. Somehow 420 is a huge cannabis anniversary or celebration day, something like that. It's been that way for a while. I want to know why. Well, the man that we go to on anything about having to do with the cannabis industry is our man, Jerry J-Man Joyner. Hey, J-Man, how you doing?
If I was doing any better, Mike, they'd put a tax on it.
All right. What the heck is with 420? How do we get, why? Was this just randomly picked by the marijuana industry?
You know, the legend is these fellas at Berkeley, they were called the Waldos, would go at 4:20 in the afternoon to the Louis Pasteur statue there on campus, and then go somewhere and get high. And that's where this is supposed to have been originated from, Mike. My belief, it's in honor of my actual birthday, which is tomorrow on 4:20.
Hey, happy birthday, J-Man. What do you do? I think we know what you're doing for your birthday.
You would be amazed, Mike. I'll be in Apache, Oklahoma at the 54th Annual Rattlesnake Roundup Festival.
Oh, it's that time of year. I used to be on the air in Lawton, Oklahoma down there. That was a big deal every year.
My mom lives in Lawton, Mike.
Are you kidding me? Ask her if she remembers me. She won't. She'll go, oh, or if she does, she'll go like, oh, that guy, I'm glad he's gone. The station. All right. Well, anyway, so 420. What's happening? Are there parades? Are there? What are you doing?
There's everything from Mike Tyson at Times Square. He's rented the big thing to talk about his cannabis brand that he has.
Oh yeah,
now.
He's big, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Mike, they got gummies that look like an ear.
Oh,
it's got a bite out of it. I've not tried one. I just can't come to eating somebody's ear-shaped gummy. But, you know, they got token and tacos at every Mexican restaurant. Every brewery's got hoppy 420. People that, and these people aren't even embracing cannabis in what they're selling. They're just honoring the holiday. Jimmy John's, a huge sandwich chain, they have a token dime bag thing, but no marijuana's involved in that. They're just
right. No, they can't. But the munchies. I mean, okay. Did you ever? Of course, you didn't ever think it would be this mainstream.
I really didn't, Mike. You know, and I've been for 50 years, a half a century, I've been a user of cannabis. And I'm more and more telling people I'm not smoking nearly as much as I used to. You know, when I first started doing my weed and whiskey podcast and TV show, I would talk about how many joints I'd smoke. I'm smoking less and less because I'm drinking my cannabis now, or my THC. And tonight, I'm going to a dinner party where they're launching a THC ice cream.
Oh, come on.
Called Buzz Cream. It's a low dose. Enough for two people to enjoy that pint of ice cream and get a little buzz. And I've heard they're going to start having this at concerts in places all over.
Where you could get
a little cup of ice cream at a Live Nation concert in the states that recreationally it's legal. And in many states now, because of this farm bill, there's THC products that you can get. Now, you're up there in the second largest selling state, I believe, in Michigan, right?
Oh, yeah. There's a dispensary or whatever you want to call it, like on every... And they come up with the most creative names. Come on in and say hi, that kind of stuff.
$3 billion.
How much?
$3 billion in legal cannabis sales in Michigan in 2023. Only California had more legal cannabis sales than Michigan.
And okay, California, I can see. I can see California. Why Michigan? Why us?
Apparently,
because we're nuts.
The 70 to 80% of Americans that Pew Research says thinks that cannabis should be legal. I guess a bunch of them live there in Michigan.
Wow, I bet there's probably some festival or something. So, well, when are you going to make the trip up here then, J-Man?
Well, you know, I've got a few people that I'm starting to talk to. Want me to come over and do a remote type thing in a couple of the manufacturing facilities, maybe doing a little filming there. So it might be fun.
So even though I don't imbibe myself, you could still come by the studio.
Absolutely. Would love to.
All right. Well, there he is, Jerry J-Man Joyner. Find him. Look up the Weed and Whiskey podcast. This is a very interesting cat. You see, here's the thing. I only can go off of the people I know, my sister, all of that I've mentioned, is when you talk marijuana and daily use, they are, you know, you mellow. You are like the opposite of that. How's that work?
Everybody's endocannabinoid system, Mike, works a little bit different. This is what every mammal has that regulates the CBD or the THC, and the way the body causes the endorphins and the serotonin and all that stuff in the brain is way over J-Man's intelligence, but the way those things work. And I'm an anomaly. Most people don't ingest as much THC as I do and have the energy and the excitement and all those things. I think it's helping change that stereotype. So many people think, oh, the stoners, they got the dreadlocks and they're all laid back. I know more and more people that I'm meeting that are business people, very successful business people, that say, hey, you know, I've been in the closet using this cannabis and now I can be open about it. So we'll see a continuing trend of good things happening, but folks, moderation, use common sense, don't do a bunch of THC and go drive your car, just like alcohol or anything else. And keep this out of your kids. You know, we got too many stories about kids getting into some parents, some caregivers, gummies or edibles, and we don't need that to happen. Keep all that stuff locked up, just like you do your alcohol, your guns, and chemicals.
Here's the thing about J-Man. Think about this, people. This is mellow for him. This is J-Man at his mellowest. So, I can imagine you really crazy. Hey, let me know when you hit town and when you're in the area or even in the state. And, you should stop in.
I'd love to, Mike. And anytime you find yourself down here in Dallas or Austin, I got a studio in both cities. We'd love to have you on my show.
Well, my last name is Austin, so yeah, I think
there we go.
You know, I used to live in Nacogdoches, Texas. All right,
come on. Wow, look at all these roots you've got down here, the Stephen F. Austin fellows. I think they changed the name of that college now.
I would live in a town before, and then they would kick me out, and I'd just go to another town. This one will happen too, probably. I don't know. All right, J-Man, I gotta go. Hey, happy 420 day, even though I don't celebrate it. You go have a good time.
Thanks, Mike. Enjoyed it. Bye-bye.
See you, buddy. 1320 WILS. Mike Austin with your morning wake-up bag in a minute.